morning. We'll call the December 10th, 2013 Sussex County Council meeting to order. In this nice, warm, sunshiny Sussex County day out there. First, let me approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. Only amendment today would be to strike approval of the minutes.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There's several cards and letters thanking Council for Councilmatic grants and for the other grants that were given, and they are on behalf of Greenwood Cheer Activity Center, on behalf of the Way Home, Inc., also for Director of Development and Communications, La Red Health Center, the Milford Senior Center, Inc., Sussex Pregnancy Care Center, the Indian River Senior Center, Inc., the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers, Easter Seals Disability Services, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, the Delaware Guidance Services for Children and Youth, Inc., and DAPID.
Thank you. Any correspondence from Council?
Oh, I got an email.
Deaver.
Does that qualify? From Laurel, Delaware, actually. I forwarded on to Councilman Phillips in support of the dog barking bill.
I have something here also.
Cole?
I just have a thank you from the Epworth United Methodist Church. We granted $500, $250, each from Mrs. Deaver and myself to the Emmanuel Homeless Shelter. That's it. Thank you.
Anything else from Council?
Here, pass it
down to Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is the Administrator's Report for December 10, 2013. Item number one, Sussex County Council would like to thank the community for participating in the 30th annual Caroling on the Circle last night. We had a very successful night, even with the inclement weather, with hundreds of carolers, and thus far have collected approximately 20,000 canned goods and non-perishable food items for our less fortunate neighbors. We would like to remind everyone that we are continuing to collect items until the end of the year, and will continue to distribute these goods to our local food pantries. We would also like to thank all of our volunteers, local businesses, and schools for helping to collect the food over the last month and for making this year's Caroling on the Circle a huge success. And item number two, Sussex County offices will be closed on December 24th, December 25th, and January 1 to celebrate the Christmas and New Year's holidays. In addition, the Sussex County Council will not meet on December 24 or December 31. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the Sussex County Council will be on Tuesday, January 7th, 2014 at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. The Pension Committee has been very busy this quarter. I will be sharing the Pension Committee's recommendations for actuarial assumptions, the county's annual required contribution, and additional services provided by Pierce Park Group. The first item on the agenda here for me is the actuarial assumptions. I have a document to share with you. Part of it was in your packet, but there was a lot in your packet, so
yes.
I want to make sure you had a hard copy as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So what we had is an experience study done to look at our assumptions that our actuary makes when they determine our annual required contribution. So on this spreadsheet that I just handed out, you can see the assumptions that we looked at. The first assumption is the termination assumption. The first two pages shows you the tables that the actuary puts together.
Termination, meaning?
Meaning if somebody were to quit, or it's not termination where we're fired people. It's just turnover.
Okay.
For termination. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Our termination is a lot lower than what the assumption was. So with the recommendation, we would recommend the new table that is attached, and that would adjust our annual required contribution up by $76,000.
Could you speak to that? What is the actual?
Well, it is, because you look at ages and you look at the number of years. So in the table, you can see down the left the number, how old the person is. And there's also tables for male versus females mm-hmm. as well. So, and you could see what the current assumption was. So for example, at 24-year-old that had less than one experience, the current assumption was 44% of them would be terminated where they would leave. Mm-hmm. They would not stick around. However, our actual experience for that same age group is nobody has left. So we are recommending, which would be in green, to change that to the average of that of 22%.
You're treating them too well, Mr. Lawson.
So we don't want to assume that we have a high turnover when we actually do not.
Okay.
I know that there's a requirement to contribute a certain percentage.
Yes.
With the news that's in the media right now about
yes.
Detroit and other companies not being able to pay pensioners. Could you tell me what government requires that and how we compare to, say, other organizations such as ours?
Well, we are required by federal regulations okay. on making sure that we fund our pension to the max, so that you eventually get an unfunded liability of zero, and then you just fund current pension mm-hmm. obligations.
Okay.
We are nationwide very well. This was something that Mr. Baker, previous councils, had put in place to make sure that we had stayed funded. So now is the time to look at the assumptions that were put in place at that time to make sure that we're using those same assumptions so that maybe our liability and our costs are not in line to what really is happening here at the county. So every 5 years, I plan on doing this study to make sure that we are contributing what we should be to make sure that our unfunded liability is coming down, that we're not seeing an increase in, because our actual results are different than what we are assuming to come up with that unfunded liability. So that was the purpose of the study.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So the next assumption was that our salary scale increases 5%. The actual result is 2.9%. So the pension committee is recommending a 3.8% assumption there. So that would actually save us $469,000 in our annual contribution, because we were assuming that our salary scale increased when it really was not increasing at that,
question.
That level. Sure.
What would that figure be if we went with the actual of 2.9?
It would increase, so you would see probably more like 550,000. We don't want to be, we want to still be conservative. We want to bring that, because right now we have a $22 million liability. So if we bring those down to actuals and really get close, then we could get ourselves into trouble in the long run. So by doing this is the first time we've ever had a study done. So my plan is to have this study done every 5 years so that we can keep narrowing it down, getting closer and closer without making huge drastic changes in 1 year. Because as you can see, we've got swings very far to helping our contribution and swings that are hurting our contribution. So in the bottom line, we're only contributing $85,000 more than we need to be contributing.
It might be worth continuing down that list, the investment
okay.
rate.
Okay. All right, so the investment rate. Our current assumption is 8%. So this is the one that has been a lot of hot topics between other government agencies and things like that. We are recommending 7.5%. This is because 60% of our pension is invested with the state, who has also lowered their pension, this contribution to the assumption to 7.5%. So the auditors have come to me also saying it seems a little high. We need to start bringing that down to realistic numbers.
And what is the actual?
So I looked at 10 years, and some of the years would been above 7.5. Half of them been above 7.5. Half of them been below 7.5. So we are really, 7.5 is a good number. We might want to think about start lowering that as well, in even further. But overall, the national average is 7.75 for government pensions. We are very conservative. So looking at a national average, we probably should be a little more conservative with that number versus what the national average is as well.
And what was this past year's, though?
You'll see when we Mr. Schoen talks, it'll be about 11%.
Okay.
The next one is COLA. The assumption assumed that we gave our pensioners a 2% COLA. The actual is 1.2%, depending on if you look at 5 years. If you go out to 10 years, it was 1.4%. The pension committee is recommending that 1.4%. The next assumption was the marital status. They assumed all pensioners were married, so therefore when a pensioner passed away, 50% of their spouse would get 50% of that pension. We looked at our numbers. The actual is 62%. We're recommending to bring that down to 75%. Payroll growth. The current is 3.5. The actual that we've seen in the last 5 years is actually a negative number in our payroll growth. So the pension committee is recommending 0%. If you look at the report, the last page, the actuary actually recommended more like a 2.5%. The committee wants to be a little more conservative. This number determines how quickly you pay that liability down. So the lower that number, the quicker we can start paying that liability. So that's why the cost goes up. So as you can see, overall, by these changing these, it's a really small effect. It's $85,000. But I felt it was important to look at all of our assumptions at one time instead of just focusing on what was a hot item, which was the investment rate.
I may have misunderstood. It sounded as if you said 75% on the marital status is...
65.
Will any of these numbers be used in the future to justify other issues, such as the salary scale? The recommendation is 3.8%.
Right.
We won't revisit that when it comes budget time as a means of justifying higher salary increases, will we?
No. This is just based off of past experience. And again, this doesn't have to do with the COLA or anything in there, because if you start hiring some other people at different salary rates when they come in, that is a factor. Merits, promotions, things like that are in that number. It has nothing to do just with the COLA.
Thank you.
This is just based off of history.
But new hires coming in are not subject to the pension as it was. Is that correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh. New ones coming in will contribute 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, Mr. Phillips, even though that number has gone up, our payroll growth is negative. So what that is showing you is that we're hiring staff that are able to absorb more of what most of the employees did. So we have less staff, but those people are doing more. So that kind of justifies the increase in the salary that you would see.
You attribute that to Munis?
Well, I like to say that the software has a lot to do with it, too.
Well, it was part of the sales pitch that we received when we allocated those millions of dollars for it. So
yes,
I'm glad
that we are seeing a decrease. That's correct. Okay. Is there any other questions you have for the assumptions?
Glad you're doing this every 5 years.
Yes. It's very important. I do have a motion to approve the assumptions as recommended by the pension committee before we move on to the next topic.
Please read your motion.
Okay. Mr. President.
Hold on, Mr. Phillips.
I almost got the impression that we were going to hear from the gentleman with respect to the investment rate before we approved it.
We can. Michael Schoen is here. He's here also to do the analysis, but he can speak to that as well if he'd like.
Since it has a bearing on this.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
tell you, there was a lot of white stuff on the ground where I came from, but once you came over the canal.
That's Maryland, right?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania? Oh, even worse.
Just over the border.
Worse.
but I'll be spending the evening in Lewis, so that's
good.
So a lot of it's really predicated upon what time period you look at. You can look at 10 years, you can look at 5 years, you can look at 3 years. What we have for your pension is as of starting January 09. That's when we started doing the calculations of returns. From then to the end of third quarter this year, which is 4.75 years, you've averaged 11.4%. That's a gross rate of return. So after expenses, it's, say, roughly around 11, okay? But if we went back just one or two more quarters, where we had 2008 in there, okay, mm-hmm. that return would be dramatically less than that. So I think it goes more to the question, I think, of so what might one expect into the future, okay? And so although history doesn't always rhyme, it doesn't always repeat itself, it often rhymes. So what a lot of people are using, what we're using, is roughly around a 7.5% or 7.25% return, because stocks over time do about 10 to 10.25%. Bonds do about 5 to 5.25%. However, bonds over the next 5 to 10 years, if you can go and buy a bond, what can you get when you go to a bank and you buy a CD, okay, or you buy a bond? The yields on bonds are 2.5% to 3%. So I think it wouldn't be prudent to use the same return assumptions used in the past, because bonds are most likely to have lower returns than they have over the last 30 years. That's why you and most other counties and other municipalities, even corporations, are lowering their return assumptions of trying to see what's the best estimate of what they could be over the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, that's good
news. By beginning on January of 09, you were kind of neglecting the steep decline that took place in 08, and with the exception of the first quarter, all of that is part of the recovery. I mean, it would almost make more sense to go back maybe 10 years.
Yes, but we don't have 10 years of data. We were only hired at the end of 08, so that's why we only have 4.75 years returns for yourselves. If you included those other time periods, I absolutely agree. If you look at the time period from, say, 2000 to 2010, the average pension fund only did about 2.5% to 3%. Hmm. So it's very much dependent upon which 10 years you look at, you know. But over, if you look at a long enough period of time, our opinion, 7.5%, 7.25% might be. And as Gina had noted, and we absolutely agree, is because you're more conservative than most other plans in your allocations, which helps you more in the down periods. But over time, you give up a little bit of returns for that. So I think it'd be prudent for Sussex County to be err on the side of being more cautious, meaning a lower return assumption rather than a higher return assumption. But that's the only reason why we didn't include longer time periods.
Mr. Phillips, I did do the analysis for the 10 years. And
I thought you did.
So 2004, we had 10.97%, 2005, 3.4%, 2006, 9.25%, 2007, 13%. So we, like I said, out of the 10 years, 5 of the years were over the 7.5%, and the other 5 were under the 7.5%.
So how about 8?
2008, that's when we started seeing this. That was the negative 2%.
9.
And then the negative 18%. And then 2010, we bounced back at 10%, 11, 16%, 2012, 2%, and then we're now at 11%.
Yeah.
11% in 13?
13, yeah.
Well, I guess I'm comfortable seeing that 2009 was negative 18%. It did capture quite a bit of the down.
Well, your 2009, though, is a fiscal year.
Yeah, minor, right? Fiscal year.
Okay, minor calendar year.
That's
so,
right.
Okay.
I'm not,
but,
I'm
so
not
for,
comfortable.
So for most, it was 2008. It was fourth quarter 2008, first quarter 2009. So.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Sure you are.
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a motion, Mr. Jennings?
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the changes to the actuarial assumptions as recommended by the Pension Committee.
Entertained a motion. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes, if I could say, I think this is an excellent exercise. It may even be prudent, considering the times we're living in, to do this every 3 years. If the system is such that it doesn't overburden you, I would ask, though, that we stay on a consistent approach. I know in the past, sometimes we would use smoothing, sometimes we wouldn't. It felt like we were always kind of using accounting tricks to give us what we wanted to hear, or at least what the finance department wanted us to hear. But this report is excellent, and I appreciate your attentiveness.
Did you say smoothing or soothing?
Smoothing. Ms. Jennings?
All right, thank you.
Although yes, motion carried. Next, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is the quarterly financial review, and at this point, Michael Schoen will take
up.
It from there.
Go like on the church.
Yeah, there you go. Pass the collection plate a minute or two, so.
Yes. Okay. Gina said, give you the three Bs, be bold, be brief, and be gone. So I'll give you a quick overview of the markets. If you have more questions, as a consultant, we always have plenty to say, but I'll keep it brief. So I think everybody has it on their computer screens on page, what I would go is go to page 3, okay? Show you asset class returns. Now, this is through the end of September. So in the blue, you'll see the quarterly return. The gray, you'll see the year-to-date return. U.S. equities are up 20.2% year-to-date. That's for the first three quarters of the year, this calendar year. And for the quarter, up 5.8%. I can tell you that's much greater than any of us expected. And it's continued on this quarter. So makes us a little nervous, quite frankly. But it's continued on that path, and I'll speak to that in a moment. International equities are up 14.7. Now, this is not specifically your plan. This is just general the markets, okay? And for the quarter, up 11.3. And then emerging markets, which I think of those as Brazil, Russia, India, China, Latin America, Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, those actually have been down this year by 4.4%. Which is unusual. Usually when you see the strong U.S. equity markets, you see the emerging markets do even better. And when you see negative returns in our markets, you see even more negative returns.
Good.
So, pardon me?
Not good.
Yeah. But overall, when you blend all those equity markets and your plan, at least when you get to the OPEB side, and pretty much for the pension side also, is that you have a greater allocation to U.S. stocks than most plans of your size, okay? Your target is 12% international. I'd say our average client is about 16, and I'd say most plans out there are about 20%, okay? Now, on the other side of things, bonds have been negative this year. Interest rates have gone up. As interest rates go up, bond values go down, okay? And that's a theme that I think we're going to hear for quite a few years. I still think it's much more likely that interest rates go up than they go down. Okay. The trick, though, is one would say, well, then why not go to all cash? Because cash gives you no return. Okay. You can just go look at your money market accounts. And with bonds, if you hold them to maturity, at least you'll get the coupon on the bonds. Okay. Again, the emerging market bonds were the worst performers, and typically it'd be the opposite in a rising market area. And inflation-sensitive investments, which you don't have specifically allocations there, but some of the state pool is invested in those areas, and they do that because in the event that if inflation goes up, then you want, and therefore your liabilities would go up, then you would also want your investments to go up with them also. But that actually has been a bad place to invest this year. You can see these strong negatives. It's because even though we've had some inflation, inflation has actually been lower this year than expected. It was expected to be about 2.5 to 2.75. It's running more at about 2%. So that's good in many respects, unless you're into inflation-sensitive investments. Okay. If you go to page 4, you'll see that it didn't make much difference whether you're large, mid-size, or small companies, whether you're growth or value companies. They all did exceedingly well. Okay. And to give you some idea, and I do have is when we get to the OPEB fund. But to give you some idea, since the beginning of this quarter, October 1st, you know, a lot of these equity funds are up another 7-8% through the end of November. Okay.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
So you're saying the inflation rate this year was 2%?
It's been running about close, yeah, mm-hmm. closer to 2%. Okay. Right. Now, if you go on to page 10, a couple highlights for the third quarter. This is a pension fund. There was a gain of $2.4 million net. Net is net of your investment management fees. And year-to-date, a $6.6 million. Okay. For the quarter, 4.2% gross return, and year-to-date, 11.7%. Now, you might say, why do we show net on one and gross on the other? It's because when we get to the universe comparisons, those are gross rate of return comparisons. Is that, okay. If you want to look at what the net rate of return is, I'll get to that in a minute. But looking ahead for Sussex County, and this is something we actually put together in late October and actually fit right into what you talked about today, was the actuarial return assumptions. Okay, with our opinions, we thought 8 was too high a number to use. Okay, and investing, you know, your 2013 ARC, what do you do? And that's a question you ask us each year, and we work with Gino on that, if, you know, what to do with those contributions. Okay, and I presume that's going to, okay. Again, you'll see a little different layout than on previous reports. Page 11, you'll see the graphic that shows the growth of your portfolio. Okay, that's in the blue. And the gray shows net cash flows. If it's below the line, it means that net outflows. The gray would be net inflows, and that's net over that time period. Okay, and then you see on page 12, the four or five, if you want to count the operating account, different investments that you have. You have money with DuPont Capital Investments. You have money with Fidelity Low Price Stock. You have the majority of your assets, a little bit over 60%, with a state investment pool. And then Wilmington Trust is managing a bond portfolio for you. And the reason why you did this is because when you look at the state plans, they invest in a lot of things that you typically wouldn't invest in. They do invest in hedge funds, private equity, alternatives. Okay. But it's a big enough pool that they can have oversight of that. But because you didn't want to be as aggressively invested as the state does, then you've wrapped around it more conservative investments, okay, to get to where your risk comfort zone is, okay? The state obviously needs to invest it for what their needs are, okay? Page 13, you see a little different graphic there. A new one we put in this quarter just shows you over time what your allocations are to the different areas, okay? And then if you get to page 14, we show you the returns, third quarter, 4.2% return, that ranks in the 73rd percentile. Remember, one is the highest, okay? At a time period when the more aggressively you invested, those are the plans that did better, okay? So the ones that had more in stocks, more in international stocks, okay, more aggressive stocks did better. Year to date, you're in the top 21% at 11.7%, which, noting again, and to me that's a real positive, you're more conservatively invested than the average. Mostly the plans that are more aggressively invested have done best over the last, really, since second quarter of 2009. Mm-hmm. Yet, even being more conservatively invested, you're in the top 21% year-to-date, top 36% for the 1 year, and the top 30% for the 3 years. This is a universe of public funds, counties, states, boroughs, townships, cities, throughout the whole U.S., about 210 plans in this universe. So you
Does that include Detroit?
Pardon me?
Does that include Detroit?
I'm not sure if they're in there or not, but okay. they make everybody look good.
Yes, they do.
Yes. So one last number I'll show you, and then if you have any questions, you know, and then we'll go into the, do we go into the OPEB fund after that? Or
we'll do the annual retire,
okay.
Required contribution.
Just look on page 15, and it's reconfirm some of the things I was saying. If you look at the graph on the upper right-hand side, you'll see a blue square. And the way to interpret this is if you are to the left of that 100% line, that means you did better in the down markets. If you're above the line, it means you did better in the up markets. So as you might expect, being more conservative than not only the average plan, but this is compared to your own policy index, the way to interpret it is saying that in the up markets, over this 3-year time period, okay, you did about 90% of the up markets. So if the markets were up 10%, you did about 9% in the up markets. In the down markets, it's about 72. So that means if the markets were down 10, you were only down 7.2%. So again, dramatically protecting yourself on the downside, giving a little bit up on the upside, but protecting yourself on the downside. Okay.
But, yeah, sure. That sounds good. Really, that's you're doing less poorly on the downside. Do you know what I'm saying? It's 9 out of 10 on the upside. You're saying.
Yeah.
But you're 7 out of 10 on the downside. So we're doing very well, I think.
Yeah. Phillips.
On page 12,
sure.
When we looked at the 5 funds, did you look at that from a percentage appreciation?
Yes. So if you go to, for each one of them, if you go to page 16, you can see each one. So way to read that is DuPont Capital Investments for the third quarter is up 4.3%. These are gross rate of returns. It's before fees, okay? Year to date, they're up 20.2, 1 year 19.8, 3 year 17.1 per year, okay? Fidelity Low Price, and you can see the numbers, same thing, you know, double-digit returns over year to date, 1 year and 3 year returns. The bonds, slightly positive for the quarter, you know, slightly negative year to date in the 1 year, and, you know, just about 2% return for the 3 years. Unfortunately, with bonds, as I mentioned before, you know, if you go buy a bond with a, you know, a coupon of 2%, you hold it, you know, for that time period to mature, you're going to get 2%. So just, you know, I have had some clients say, we don't like bonds. And I said, I don't like bonds now either. But what's your alternative? The alternative would be to put more into stocks, and stocks, they look great right now, but we must not forget what happened in 2008 and 2000 to 2002. So bonds are really there, although to give you some return, really more to protect you when the stock market tumbles. And it will again. Can't tell you when, can't tell you how much, but.
Well, I thought that's why we hired you.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it was.
Gina, you said,
yeah. Let's talk about this.
Next Wednesday.
I'm so disappointed.
Consultants are supposed to save us enough money to pay their salary, I believe it said.
Yes.
Ms. Jennings, I believe, how often do we look at who we invest in?
Quarterly.
Quarterly. Are RFPs issued? That would be the acronym for investment companies to approach us with a sales pitch?
You know, you can talk to that.
Well, you didn't before. So let's go back to the OPEB, if I may jump to there. So back in, what was it, 3 years ago, you did go through an RFP process, okay? At the time, your regs only allowed you, at least what we understood as interpretation, it was only allowed you to look at the ones who actually did respond, okay? I will tell you more typically what our clients would do would say, okay, Pierce Park, hopefully you have some expertise. Also, make sure you get some names in there you think might be good. So you do have an RFP process. When you actually hired DuPont Capital going back several years ago, you did go through an RFP process for them, okay? Same thing with Wilmington Trust. I think you already had Wilmington Trust, so you didn't go through that on that. And the state's a state. You know, you take what they have there. And then Fidelity, you haven't gone through an RFP process with them because you've had them for many, many years and you're satisfied with them. But if you get to a point where you decide, you know, and you would look for us for a recommendation is if we think somebody's not doing the job or they lost key personnel, there's a lot of different reasons, our job would be to come back to you and say, we think you need to look at other firms in this specific area, whether it's stocks, bonds, internationals, and then you would go through an RFP process at that point. You know,
I don't know if they'd qualify, but Ameriprise here on the circle has personnel who have a strong history with the county, and I think it would be a trustworthy relationship. Are they?
They wouldn't qualify.
They would not.
Dave Baker's on the
conflict of interest.
He's on the committee.
Yeah.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah. Okay.
But we do have a recommendation when we get down to the last of how we could be a little more active than quarterly when we get to that point.
On the OPEB side.
On the OPEB side.
Yeah.
Any more questions from council?
Okay. The next item is the annual required contribution. We have budgeted to contribute $5,020,764. Per our actuary, the annual required contribution was $4,528,846. So per our budget, we will be contributing $491,918 over the required contribution, which is great. So Michael Schoen here is going to give you a recommendation on what we should do with that contribution at this time.
Okay. So you are currently over-allocated to equities relative to your investment policy statement. Your investment policy statement calls for 60% equities, and you were, if I remember correctly, about 63% in equities. So then we would say, so you should give the money to bonds, not to stocks. Don't go even more, greater allocation to equities. We talked to Wilmington Trust about that because you also have a separate issue, which is this, I'll call it cash flow matching. You want to make sure you have your cash available to pay for benefits, okay? Just like any, as county or a business would have. And so we talked to them, and they said what they would be willing to do at no charge, okay, is that they would go out and buy treasuries for you, coming due 3, 6, 9, and 12 months now, so matching up your cash flows to that. So that would be our recommendation, put you almost right back onto that 60% target you have. And they would do that. Other than, actually, there's a small custody fee that Wilmington Trust would charge you, but nothing for the investment management of it. I thought that was a very, very kind offer on their part for that. So.
What kind of rates would we be looking at?
Not much.
No, treasuries.
Yeah. Off the top of my head, maybe 0.25%, 0.5%, It's not much. But the alternative is to sit it in a money market account and get nothing at all. So it's...
Before this year, this money would just be sitting in a CD because we needed it liquid in order to pay the benefits. So it's still greater than the 0.2% maximum that I've seen in our CDs that we would be getting.
And it's liquid enough?
Right. Yeah, well, they're treasuries. And with CDs, you always have you have to go out and shop them around. And, it's quite a bit of trying to split that if you want to stay under the $250,000 minimum, so maximum.
Okay. I do have a motion for this one. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council invests in the annual pension contribution of $3,087,012 and the annual OPEB contribution of $1,933,752 in short-term treasuries with Wilmington Trust.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Mr. Gold, second. Mr. Deaver, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
All vote yes. Motion carried.
The last item on the agenda for the pension committee was to have additional services by Pierce Park Group. Just like Mr. Phillips had asked, right now we make recommendations monthly, and sometimes we're behind the eight ball. We have things in our investment policy statement say that we want 60% equities, and sometimes it's not at 60% at that time. And by the time we get to council for in that quarter, everything's adjusted, and it's taking some time. So we like to have that ability to review our status weekly, and they are willing to do that at no cost to the county, and that we could make changes on a weekly basis rather than...
In order to comply with the investment our requirements?
Our 64.
We would stick, yes, we would stick with the policy. You have already adopted the policy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we would never go outside the policy
that's your
at
purpose,
that point.
Then,
exactly.
Okay.
So the additional services cost us nothing. Is that what
At this point, we're going to do what happened. He brought it to the committee, and the committee was a little nervous because of the fees.
This has to do with the OPEB fund, not the pension fund.
Yes, it's only the OPEB, because pension is performing very well.
So should I didn't do the performance on the OPEB, and then we could link to that if we can.
That's great.
So, okay. So, and I can be very brief on this since we had all the historic information on the markets. If you go to page 33,
wow.
Okay, Third quarter gain for the OPEB fund was $1.1 million. Third quarter return was 4.4 gross, which actually was a little bit better than the pension fund, which was 4.2. Year to date is 2.5 million net, and year to date return on OPEB was 10.3, which is less than the pension for the year to date. I do also have, if you'd like me to hand out, up through the end of November. Reason why I don't have it for the pension fund is because the state's information comes out a lot later, so we didn't have that to update for you.
Did you say return of 4.4 gross and 1.1 net?
Thank you. 1.1 million.
Right. The difference between those two numbers.
Yeah, 4.4 was the percentage return.
Mm-hmm.
1.1 million was a dollar return.
Okay.
What you've also had from October 1st to the end of November on the OPEB side is an additional 4.3% gross return. That's approximately, it's a little bit over $1 million, about $1.2 million of additional return over that time period. Okay. And you can see here on this page that your equities are now at 63.3% on the OPEB. Okay. So 3.3%, that's the far right-hand side here. Above your target. That's not hugely above, but start creeping up. 65% is your maximum permitted. So you're getting closer to bumping up to the edge there. Looking ahead, on page 34, you have actuarial return assumptions, which we talked about on the pension side. One of the things I put forth, but I don't think it was approved, was consideration of maybe you think about moving international stocks from 12 to 14%. So that was just something I put forth to the pension committee, but they, at this point in time, they did not want to do that. But we'd also like to see a little more diversification even within the international side. You just have two international managers now. So we think overall a little bit more diversification in this overall plan would be prudent. Now, you might look and say, wow, you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different investments here. You only had four on the pension side, but one of those four in the pension is the state plan, which is spread among many, 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 many investment managers. So, and then the, do you want me to go any further? Is that enough information on the OPEB fund?
I think that is good. Okay. You might want to elaborate on the services.
Okay.
That you are offering.
Okay. So one of the yes, especially when she said free, sort of. So one of the things that we observed on the OPEB side, but not on the pension side, is that the length and time it takes to implement some changes sometimes, quite frankly, has taken years. Okay. Now that process has moved more quickly, but your OPEB fund has not done as well as your pension fund. And when I compare it to others of our clients with similar risk characteristics, you know, conservative, you've lagged our average client by over 1% over the last several years, okay, per year. And so what we had suggested be considered is that we, I'll use the term, play a more active role, and that means two things. One is weekly, just send a page that shows here's what your asset allocation mix looks like, and if you get close to the 65 or down to the 55, make a recommendation to rebalance, meaning move money. You know, in essence, the theory of buy low, sell high, okay? The other component is actually, I'll say, getting our best ideas. Right now, when we have if we think a manager should be changed, or in this case, more diversification, we would come back to the investment committee and say, here's three choices, okay? And they look through them, And that process between them, us taking it to them, them looking it over, bring it to county council, approving. And we think we'd really like to see you have maybe three or four more funds in here, okay? Instead, what we're suggesting is we'd come back and make very specific recommendations. We think you should have this one, this one, this one, and here's the percentage allocations we'd have in each of those areas, okay? Now, I'll say this, in typical Sussex County approach, they immediately went to beat me down on fees because, quite frankly, It's more work and more liability on our part. Well, credit to them. I mean, that's their job is to.
I mean, you have indicted the entire county as being cheap.
No,
I don't consider that an indictment. I consider that as a compliment. Absolutely.
Beating them down. Okay.
Absolutely, I consider that a compliment. So what I did, as I said, look, I believe so firmly in this. We would do this for a year for you, okay? If at the end of the year, I think there's three possibilities. You look and say, yes, that was really worthwhile, and we'll pay you for the year for that and continue on, okay? That's one option. Second option is you look and say, yeah, it was worthwhile enough. We'll pay you for the year, but we don't want to continue it on, okay, this additional service. Or the third is you look and say, nah, we don't think it gave us any additional value. And no, we thank you, but we won't pay you for that. I offer that up to you. So, I mean, it really is, I think, you know, a no-lose proposition for you.
Wait, let me see.
It's free until the end.
What I'm hearing is at the end of the year, if we liked it, uh-huh, we can pay you what, for the next year or the back year?
No, for this year, for 2014, the year we did.
The free year we would pay you for.
Well, you would look at it and say, wow, yes, this was so worthwhile.
We feel guilty about beating you down. We'll pay you for that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See how cheap they are at the end of the year.
So that's or if it was kind of neutral, nothing happened, we just say, no, we don't see any benefits here. We don't pay anything.
Yeah. So there's three options. Okay. One is you say, wow, this is really great. We'll not only pay you for 2014, but we want to continue doing that service.
Okay.
Two is you might say, yeah, it was valuable enough. We think we should pay you for that, but we don't want to continue it. Okay. Or the third, you say, no, we don't think we got any value on that. And
you're taking that risk with these five people?
Yeah.
And
I'm okay with that. I feel strongly enough that what we do, one of two things will happen. It'll add value either way. Now, my job will convince you that it added value, but if not, then you're in a better place. I believe you're going to be a better place.
Why don't we make it more simpler? Why don't we just say you'll give us service for free for a year, and at the end of the year, we'll evaluate it, and then we either don't do it or we go on, and we start paying it.
That's what I'm hearing.
It's getting confusing. Yeah. There's too many options for us not to pay it.
My question, too, is what is the amount?
The amount is 10 basis points, okay, which equates to roughly...
So you're okay, on the return...
It's also asset-based, so it's roughly about $28,000 a year.
Oh, is that hard?
That's what it would work out to be, about $28,000 a year.
That is what it is. It would be.
That's what it would be, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to deny you the opportunity that if you think it's that great that you can pay us for it.
There you go, George.
I have a question. Help me understand the purpose here. Wouldn't it also be accomplished by just putting more money in with the state program that's very diversified?
Well,
very fluent?
Yeah.
Moves a lot.
Okay. So two thoughts around that.
Right.
One is you have a lot of money with the state now.
Yes.
And one of the things we've always heard and we observe also is they are more aggressively invested than you would like to be. Okay. That's just, and because they're really investing for what the state's risk tolerance can be. That's why you built these pieces around that. And that's on the pension side. You actually don't have any money with the state on the OPEB side. Mm-hmm. And to my knowledge...
Too aggressive for OPEB?
Well, actually, the state had a program that you could invest in. Two things happened. That's a Fed level. The currency, I forget what the name of it, but basically came back and said, you cannot combine OPEB and pension money in a pooled fund. Now, that may have changed. I haven't looked at it in a couple of years, but I remember you. And so you actually were invested. They had a Vanguard program that you paid actually a fee to the state to overlook it, and you paid Vanguard also. Mm-hmm. And you had some other difficulties with it. That's why you got away from
it. Is it commingling? Does that have anything to do with it? It's not a matter of commingling.
Which question are you asking?
Well, the fact that they don't recommend to do this.
Well, not, I know
we,
that
we
was...
Haven't done, we haven't gone, OPEP hasn't gone with the state in the past.
Well, you couldn't for a long
right,
time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, but what I'm not sure of, and I could check for you, is whether or not that you're now allowed to. I know there was some work going on at the Fed level as to whether that you could, they could commingle those assets. But I think it would be two questions. One would be is that available now for your OPEB fund?
Mm-hmm.
And two, do you also want to do that in that you already have, you know, about 60% of your money with the state plan now? You know, how much do you want to have with the
mm-hmm.
state noting that they invest more aggressively.
I'm looking at that $28,000. No, I'm just worried about that.
Yeah. Well, actually, the state charges a much higher fee.
Oh, they do?
Than ours do. Yeah.
Okay.
Your expense ratio at the state is about 58 basis points. In some years, it's 70 basis points, almost, more than 0.5%. Where you're invested right now is about 32 basis points, and our incremental fee for this is 10. Mm-hmm. So if it's a fee issue, you're this is a much better deal. But if that's where your comfort is, what I like to do is see you have, I like to see you do something a little bit differently.
Excuse me, Mrs. Jennings.
We did have funds 3 years ago in the pension OPEB plan, and because of the fees and it didn't perform very well, and there was some accounting issues from the state side, we decided to pull the money out and do it
that.
Here.
So.
What is the recommendation of your committee?
The committee is to extend the services at no cost at this time until we see the performance that we have. The pension committee was concerned of adding another basis points to the cost until we saw results.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we want to see results before we commit.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all you're looking for. That?
It says, be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve Pierce Park's proposal at no cost obligation at this time to the county for 12 months to make weekly recommendations for the OPEB fund to the finance director, ensuring that the county's investments stay within the adopted investment policy statement.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion?
Well, it's only to see whether it stays within the adopted percentages, not to see what the return is.
We want to see what the return is. We want to see if we do better.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're trying to do better with this proposal. He's trying to make us more money, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And
that doesn't come into that motion.
But there's two things. Not only will we monitor it, but we will come back very specifically in February and say, here's what our recommendations are. We think you should have this much here. And it's not going to be that you would change a whole lot of this, but we would recommend some more diversification. So there's really two services that we're going to provide for that.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying the motion didn't.
We're not changing the policy.
Right.
Is what we're just allowing him to come back and make recommendations weekly so we can make these changes. And that you would still get a report quarterly, just like you do now. The pension committee is going to get a weekly report to that we can adjust and make sure that we are within our policy that we have.
It is
now.
Good. Okay.
It just allows you to make changes quicker.
Quickly, yeah, a lot more quickly than quarterly.
Any more questions?
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips.
Are you partially responsible for us having the Vanguard Russell 1000 Index, which has done so well?
Yes.
Do you want to take credit for that?
Yes, I will take credit for that. And Dodge and Cox, which is in there also.
And it did well, Dodge and Cox?
Pardon me?
Did it pick up, Dodge and Cox?
Yes, it's done very well this year.
Great.
But part of what we do, just so you know, is Dodge and Cox does very well when the markets do very well. They don't do as well when the markets do poorly. So what we would do, I call it the engineering of it, then we would have other managers who do the reverse.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Okay. More questions?
Mm-mm.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mrs. Jennings?
That is it.
Good job, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
You done with me?
Yes. Yes.
We'll just get home safely.
Right.
You can head to Lewis.
He's staying in Lewis.
Head to Lewis, that's right.
Hal Godman, wastewater agreement.
I promise this won't take as long.